This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Tomorrow is Super Tuesday, the biggest one-day contest of the Democratic presidential primary season. Voters in 10 states will be awarding a total of 1,151 delegates, more than one-half of what's needed to win the nomination. Thus far, Massachusetts Senator John Kerry has won 18 of 20 contests. His closest competitor, Senator John Edwards of North Carolina, says he'll stay in the race no matter what happens tomorrow. Joining us to talk about Super Tuesday are NPR's Adam Hochberg. He's covering the Edwards campaign in Dayton, Ohio. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Melissa.
And NPR's Scott Horsley, who's with John Kerry in Columbus, Ohio. Hi, Scott.
Good to be with you.
Adam, let's turn to you first. You're there with John Edwards. He's in Ohio now, traveling on to Georgia. Why the focus on those two states?
Senator Edwards is trying to concentrate on states where he thinks his populist economic message might be most effective, and he's picking states and actually picking parts of states where people are most concerned about the economy. So he's spent a lot of time in northern Ohio, where there have been a lot of layoffs in traditional manufacturing industries, and also upstate New York and Georgia having the same economic problem. That's where he hopes his message will resonate the most.
And Scott, with John Kerry the front runner by far, what's his strategy in picking these states today?
Well, I guess we should point out that John Kerry's campaigned in 6 of the 10 Super Tuesday states over the last week. The other 4 are New England states that are pretty safely in the Kerry column. But he's perhaps in these states just because these are the states that John Edwards has focused on. Georgia is in Senator Edwards' native South. It's the part of the country that he likes to call my backyard. And Senator Kerry would like to demonstrate that he can beat Senator Edwards in his own backyard.
Adam, Senator Edwards, as we mentioned, has said he'll stay on in this race no matter what happens tomorrow. Are you hearing anything different from anyone else in his campaign indicating that he may, in fact, drop out if he doesn't do well tomorrow?
No, his campaign is nothing if not optimistic, and we've seen that pattern throughout the primary season. Even in states where Senator Edwards has not done as well as he had hoped, he delivers a message that, yeah, gee, everything went great here, and we're moving on to the next state. And he's still holding on to that message today. In fact, he's saying it's good for the Democratic Party for him to continue on as long as he can, because that keeps him on TV, keeps John Kerry on television, and in Senator Edwards' opinion, that puts more pressure on President Bush.
And Scott Horsley, what's the perspective from the Kerry camp?
Well, I think that the Kerry camp would actually agree that a primary in which Senator Kerry continues to win every week and get the media exposure from that is not at all a bad thing. As far as Edwards' optimism, though, there's a point where that optimism sort of collides with the political arithmetic. The Kerry camp had calculated before Super Tuesday that Edwards would need to win about 60% of all the delegates going forward in order to get the nomination. If Senator Kerry does well tomorrow, that percentage for Edwards just goes up. And so what's already sort of an uphill climb for Edwards only gets steeper.
You know, Super Tuesday also coincides with a big vote in the Senate on the gun bill. How is that affecting the two men's campaign schedules? Scott Horsley?
Well, Kerry had hoped to be in Tampa, Florida tomorrow night to watch the election returns. But because that vote on the gun control amendments is going to be later than had been thought, he's now planning to watch the returns in Washington and then head to Florida on Wednesday.
And Adam?
Well, Senator Edwards is still sticking with his plan to spend election night in Georgia, but tomorrow's going to be a hectic day. He does need to go up to Washington and vote. So I think the schedule is open to some last-minute changes depending upon how long his Senate business takes tomorrow.
Okay, thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Adam Hochberg with the Edwards campaign in Dayton, Ohio, and Scott Horsley with the Kerry campaign in Columbus.